Just tell them that we're starting the public hearing, if anybody's got to say anything about the budget.
If anybody has anything they wish to make comments on about the annual budget and the property tax rate for the city of Whittle, please come to this table and say whatever your heart desires, and we will all listen.
Be for the next 15 minutes.
For the next 15 minutes.
Yep.
Hey, Mike.
There is a thing up there I need you to fill out tonight for that new bank account that I'm opening up, and there's your shirts. We're wearing orange tomorrow.
What?
So before I forget, since we have all five of y'all, I'd like to get a picture of all of y'all.
What for?
We were supposed to have one in the paper, but we never did get it.
Throwing out the dart throwing contest.
I can do it, nobody was here with me.
Pie throwing contest.
Hey, we could take the duck tank up there if anybody wants to set in.
Wrong. Wrong. I like that Tennessee orange.
I like it too.
You did a good job there. So we just let the clock tick by 15 minutes?
Yep.
Okay. I think these pieces are falling off, and they are cooked. It's just, it's terrible. Bible and Bible.
Are you still jogging through Mullins Cove?
Sometimes walking, sometimes doing whatever, just to get by. Yeah.
You live in Mullins Cove?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
About 4 miles in.
She has a place up there.
The first road that turns off.
I'm about a couple of miles on down the road.
Are you? Who do you live? You live past Jerry McNabb, obviously.
Yes, Jerry and them are about, my next door neighbor's about a mile away.
Oh, I love it up there.
After the narrow bridge, I'm the next place on the right.
Oh, is that where you are? You had some interesting occurrences.
There's always something interesting happening out there.
Here it is.
He resigned on Monday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Please, I need to find Mr. Austin.
Come on in, Mr. Austin.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
They're gonna stand in to see how we work here.
All right.
You can sit over here by me if you want to.
I'll sit down there, you're back.
Oh, well. You're trying to be.
Hey, no hiding.
No hiding.
Hamburger. The hamburger.
There's my hamburger.
Is that one's broke? It ain't the one's broke.
They fixed the one.
Oh, he's worked over it. I said, don't let him.
They did the MacGyver thing.
I didn't want them to make you flip out of that.
I think our maintenance department may be disposing of some of the.
Okay. The remnants. We had one. It was old when you would rock around.
Edward, you're being southern.
Give him this.
I can really reach that.
He sat down now. He said he's not getting back up.
Oh, it's time for you to do the brain game.
We got bad knees. Mark your calendar, Eddie.
Yeah, I want the trophy back.
I want the trophy back.
She wants the trophy back.
I
Yeah, how did we lose that thing last year?
We have to do 15 minutes for the budget.
Yeah, you got set.
Still have 5 more minutes?
5 minutes.
Because it was 10 to 11.
Yeah, I think so. I think, I didn't realize it was what time it was. We was all talking.
Does that mean, can we take a 5 minute break for us?
Go ahead.
Carry on here.
That's everybody needs to.
You listen.
Okay.
For this, I'll call, it says that we can go to this for free. Right now, mayor wants me to go.
Did you send that to me?
I will, but I'll also send you the, forward you the email.
Just thought about it. I can get him something tomorrow, a card, and get everybody to sign it, and get him a gift card and send it to him.
We'll recognize his service.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hadn't heard from him. She texted him today.
I'm going to forward this to you, Tim.
Okay. So I need to register you for that?
I want to say the mayor and myself.
What's that called? So I'm gonna make him a note. Is that some kind of retail thing too?
Yes. It's called the, is that the music city?
That's the one you were showing
yes.
me, weren't you?
Yeah.
You asked me.
But it sounds like we'll go ahead and do a membership.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to tell you, when I did the title work, I went down and searched the industrial work, trying to find the lease. There's no lease with the county, but she gave me a copy of this letter.
Like this? Do you not have one laying up there?
Still care if we're getting, you know, maybe to make a copy for everybody?
Yeah, it's for that new bank account. It's weird.
I'll put it in my title work too, on that. But that way, that, she said it, at the county mayor's office, that's all it was, is that the Whitman has, you know,
okay.
had agreed to let them put them there.
Okay.
But there's not a lease.
Just the bottom part.
Very bottom?
Yeah, just the bottom part and sign your name one time, and mostly to make sure you got your driver's license and stuff on it. It kind of looks weird. It looks like it looks like a regular business, not a business account, but that's what they give me.
Yeah, I said they go in, you were trying to get it, but no.
So I believe that the minutes for us to have heard comments about the budget have now passed. It is time to call this meeting. I wait on top.
He's making a copy of that, the dumpster.
Please turn your cell phones on vibrate. If it does, if you feel the need that you have to get on the phone, please go outside. Otherwise, I'm going to get myself in a wad.
Also, I put our city email addresses. But now, everybody has city email.
Got it.
I helped her sign. Fix hers yesterday.
Got it. Here's your copy of that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Time to call this meeting to order, and if you will please stand, Mr. Wendell Sweet is going to lead us in the invocation.
Dear Jesus Christ, God Almighty, thank you for your mercy, your grace, the many blessings that you give to us. Help us tonight, help our community, and be most gracious and thank you again for everything you did in our life.
Receive Rose, can you lead us in the pledge?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we meet the requirements, certification requirements of the Sunshine Law?
We did.
Roll call.
Mayor Hooper?
Here.
Commissioner Crabtree?
Here.
Commissioner Atherton?
Here.
Commissioner Parker?
Here.
Vice Mayor?
Here.
Nunley? City Manager, Mr. Mistro?
Here.
And we have two city attorneys today, Mr. Bible and Mr. Austin.
And I want to say right now, as we transition, Tommy Austin, you've been a great blessing to us.
You have.
And we appreciate your service. How long have you been the city attorney?
Well, our firm's been here since 98, I believe.
Since 98, almost 20 years. And we hope that we have peace with Mr. Bible the next 20 years, maybe.
You can't be, you got to come back and see us.
You got to come back and see us now. And tell us your job.
Let me say one thing while
go ahead.
We're talking about legal changing hands. On the property deal that we talked about, on the property taxes?
Yes.
On bankruptcy?
Yes.
We're seeing bankruptcy. He had never filed us as a filed a claim as far as put us down as a creditor.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I don't think, you know, we're barred from going all the way back on that list you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I have turned that over to Gary Lester.
Okay.
Bankruptcy lawyer that represents Citizens Tri-County Bank, and I work with him a lot, so he's kind of a guru in this bankruptcy. Mr. Bible, I want to take this over or whatever.
Yeah, I had told him that that's probably about the one thing that you have been working on with me was bankruptcy.
He is, and the fellow that's in bankruptcy, his lawyer has called me, and she indicates that, I mean, I think the guy's going to have to pay it. It's just a matter of a little bit of time, but I think it's going to get paid. So anyway, that's where we are on that. He if y'all want him to continue handling it, he may take a little fee out of it. We'll take, you know, lawyers are, they will take a little fee out of it. But anyway, I can assure you you're in safe hands with him, but if you want to change, that's up to y'all.
Do you
take his number, I'll give you his number.
You see okay. Any reason for us to be changing?
No, I mean
he's already
working on it, and as long as it keeps him up to date and what's going on.
Your election,
yeah. You can just email me this information or something, or you can give it to me or write it down.
622-2021.
Yeah.
Jerry Lester.
And any other things that come up, you know,
yeah.
Call me.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, let's see. I hope you've read the minutes from the last two meetings. Do I hear a motion to approve these minutes, or do I hear any additions or corrections?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes.
I'll second it.
There's been a motion made and seconded to approve these minutes from the last two meetings. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? New business, Mr. Adams?
Yes, ma'am. I was wanting to ask if somebody could check our road. I've added about four or five families on that road now, and the pavement is coming up off of us. We've got two potholes now. I guess it's causing a whole lot more traffic than there used to be with adding a ramp down there. But that road probably hasn't been paved in 30 years, I'd say.
Do you have something for us to look at? You want to get a paper to Todd?
I ain't got.
But you'll get some for
you
us to see.
Road coming up, the paper, or what?
Yeah, something for us to have some basis for looking at it. You know, just
pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, pictures or
bring them to him, and we will look at that. Mr. Atherton is asking for us to pave North Chestnut. And I think we can look at that as part of our total plan. We need to...
I'll have Public Works go up there probably sometime next week to take a look at it.
Okay.
To where I can kind of get an assessment of what condition it's in.
And what it costs to upgrade.
Also, Ms. Hooper, those trees, Ann Ramsey's trees, is you got about to pull out the road now to see to, if anybody's coming or not.
I think we're dealing with that property in more ways than one, that particular property. Yeah. So, we'll look at the trees and bring Todd some pictures.
Is that at the trailer park or beside her?
Beside.
No, this is on her trailer park on those, on Ballin.
Okay, because...
And then, if you give us an estimate about how long you think it is?
Oh, it's probably one of the shortest roads in Whitwell. I'm just guessing, but, you know, but the pavement, it's coming up in chunks like, and I'm having to get it off the road, you know, but...
Anybody have any other comments you want to make about this? Look at it. Todd will check it out.
Do we need to go ahead and make a motion on it tonight to go ahead and do whatever we got to do, or you want to look at it?
I think we need to see long range what we got to do, you know, how much money we've got with State Street Aid.
Can I bring up this one other thing, and I'll shut up? I had, at one time, when I first got on, tried to do the same thing that Jack was doing about the pit bull dog. And I was wanting to see if you would consider following in Jasper's footsteps, because I had probably at least 10 people come to me and tell me about pit bulls, that they wouldn't let their children outside to play in the yard because of the neighbors having pit bulls.
I think that we don't just have a pit bull problem here.
We got a dog problem.
Todd, we need to look at some type of ordinance for dogs. We have something, but that will require an ordinance, and we need to look at other cities and see what they've done, because I know there are dogs in our neighborhood that are tiny dogs that can jump a 5-foot fence, and people cannot walk that street behind our house.
I know.
I go to the park and walk.
Linda, I know right now, I think since I've been on, we passed an ordinance for a vicious dog, but it was relating to the police officers, like if they had a call.
If they had a call.
It was in the water company.
Right.
We need an ordinance for dog complaints, period.
I will get ordinances from several cities our size and see what we can do with it.
Because there is something in the charter, I know.
Yeah, it says they have to keep them up, they have to stay in your yard, because somebody was trying to charge one of our police officers for running over his, but he was in the road.
What I'm saying, we don't have consequences if we don't keep them.
No, we don't.
And we need consequences.
But when you go to them and they'll say, well, that's not my dog.
Yeah, and that's where the difficulty comes, and we don't have an animal control that...
Right.
That's like the chicken. Nobody claims on that.
I think what the sheriff's using to back his up is...
We need to cook those chickens you're talking about on that bench.
If the dog is being fed by the residents there, then it's their dog.
That's what I say, by the chickens too.
Well, and that needs to be a part of the ordinance. It all needs to be in there.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be in a, they can have chickens, but they're supposed to be in a enclosed pen.
Anything else now that you want to, okay. Old business, Tina.
There ain't no old business. Unless somebody else got something.
I'm not going to, don't get to fuss about the law, so.
Well, they're gone.
All right, updates on the employee policies.
Y'all should have resolution number 254. We had discussed this about 3 weeks ago for one of our work sessions. I was able to get 8 cities of similar size and listed out as far as what their policies were compared to how we sat.
Yes, I'll give him one. I got some more right here for my name.
Sorry.
That's not a problem. And as you can see with the listing, we were pretty short as far as what benefits we were offering. Our employees do an outstanding job, extremely professional.
Yes, they do.
And in order to be able to keep our employees, we need to try to get them benefits that they're going to want to stay. They don't want to leave here. our old benefits were that after, that we received six, city employees would receive six sick days per year. And then after that year was up, if they didn't use them, they lost them. And the same with vacation. So what I've done is looking at the other cities is I've gone into and moved our benefits up to where it's comparable with the other cities. For instance, vacation time, 6 months to 1 year, they will receive 40 hours. 1 to 9, 80 hours. 10 to 14, 120. And 15 plus is 160. And I also adjusted the PDs. As far as sick time, what they are able to do is take their sick time. The way I've written it is that they will be able to accumulate their sick time when they leave here, retire, is they can put their excess sick time towards their retirement, or towards their time in service. So the city is not coming out of any money with that. Ideally, what I would like to do is give everybody enough time to build up some sick time and vacation time to where we can look at investing in long-term disability. Right now, I'm looking at short-term disability and long-term disability that will be paid for through the cost of living adjustment. And I've talked to the employees and advised them as kind of what I was looking at and have received positive feedback about that. As far as their vacation, as they are able to accumulate vacation, we do not have a restriction as far as how much vacation they can accumulate. However, if they leave voluntarily, then the total amount that they will be paid for is whatever they're eligible for and have remaining. So if they leave in a year, 6 months to a year, had not taken any vacation, they would only be paid for 5 days of vacation as far as severance goes. Right now, whatever vacation they have left, they're being paid for it now. So that's not changing, but we will not pay for the total accumulation. We will just pay for what they are allotted for that term, for that year. So I am asking for a vote to be able to implement this policy.
Now, I only have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
You must take these in increments of a full day. I didn't see that it said that. Maybe I just didn't read carefully.
Typically, you can take them in 2, 4, or 8.
But it has to be full days. You can't take half days. You understand what I'm asking?
Yes, ma'am. We can do either or.
Well, I think it'd be a bookkeeping nightmare if we allow people to take them in.
Well,
thank you.
You know, going to the doctor or something to that effect is.
You're going to be there all day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's never been a doctor on time yet, you know.
Okay.
So, I think that it needs to be clearly stated that these days have to be taken as full days.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't have a problem with it. Anybody else have questions or comments or. Speak now. Of course,
this is one reading.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The resolution.
So, Oh, Sam.
Well, no, I was just thinking about the half day. I mean, I know it's, you know, teacher, you can take a half day. So, I mean, I'd hate to take a whole day if I only needed a half day, you know.
But then you get in a situation, especially here, where you don't have people to cover. Let's say you're going to take a half day, then you see you need a whole day, and I can see where you could get
Get into some coverage.
Yeah. You know, schools have coverage because you can get a sub, and you can't do that here.
One of the things I will say as far as. Right now, sick days are pretty much considered PTO time, is what it seems like.
Right.
But I will say that in advance, I've always been advised by our employees here that they need to go to the doctor, they're going to be coming out. So they've kept me pretty well informed. They're filling out the correct paperwork to where right now, if they leave for 2 hours, we're taking those 2 hours off. So we're already in process of doing that.
So you're doing that.
We yes, already done it. Yeah, we do it.
Who takes, you take care of that?
I will. I do sign as
they
far
sign.
As I'm the final signature. Their immediate supervisor signs off when they are gone, and then Tina will keep track of it in the book. So we are doing that now.
Yeah, I reconcile the.
So you recommend that we.
I mean, I'm doing it already.
Pieces of days.
I'm doing it already. I mean, I've always done it.
I'm just thinking about the future.
Yeah. I use a spreadsheet, and I reconcile my spreadsheet back. Well, and the time clock, actually, it takes it off. If they take 2 hours, I'll go in there and put sick time in 2 hours.
And just, I mean, does it take you a long time? I mean, does it cut into your other duties?
No, I only, this is, I mean, I've only got.
You're already doing it.
Yeah, I was already doing it. And we had a lot more people when I had the water. It was a lot more headache.
Right.
And I'd also like to say that I've run this through the auditors, and I've also run it through MTAS, and both of them have, yes, ma'am, both of them have signed off on it.
Anybody else have any comments? Do I hear a motion that we accept this resolution number 254, amending personnel and hiring policies from 232 as it is written?
Make a motion.
Who said that? Is that you, Micah?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Commissioner Atherton has made this motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
And Vice Mayor Nunley has seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Updated the whole crew now that it's 6 o'clock on the rodeo.
Pray that the rain stops.
Amen.
Pray for the rain to stop, guys. We have.
We need all the help we can get.
And if you are going to help, be a volunteer. He wants you there by 4:30 both days. If you'll come one day, that's fine, but if you can come both days, it'd be great. The park will be, we will not get the money from the admission. That goes to the rodeo. They do all the work. The park and the fire department, correct me if I'm wrong, will split the money 50-50 from parking, right?
Mm-hmm.
The saddle club's included.
So it's a three-way split.
Not on parking.
No, not
on parking. Okay, I stand corrected.
All right. And then the park will have concessions that have water, Gatorade, Sun Drop, candy, nachos, milkshakes, ice cream, thanks to Murdoch, who fixed the machine, and coffee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
And the fire department, did I already say the parking yet? Is there anything else I should have said here?
We'll have a bounce house for kids.
And that money goes to the park. Now, there will be other concessions and other vendors there, but that money goes to those other vendors.
Yeah. Whoever bought a sponsor or a banner, the Buck and Shoot stuff, we got like 12 different vendors.
Right.
Martin Lane will be selling pizza. Somebody will be selling boiled peanuts and
but
stuff.
But they did contribute.
Yes,
so
yes.
Much. But, be sure you drink Sun Drop and eat nachos.
Yeah.
Because that goes directly to the park.
Buy candy bars.
And
we have donation jars up.
And make donations because, as Tina said, I'm not going to shut up until we get to repay the track.
That's right.
All right. Anything else you want to say about the rodeo?
Yeah.
All right.
Hope everybody counts.
I do too. Mr. Todd, do you want to update us on the senior citizen grant?
Yes, ma'am. Jake Ramsey with Greer Investments has acquired three other entities besides ourselves that are willing to donate the land and our four senior housing to where we can meet this statewide on a statewide basis with local impact requirement. He will be here on the 29th, which is next Thursday. We will have a special called session, work session, to where Jake can kind of update everybody of where we're at, and then the Planning Commission, and possibly if the Planning Commission goes for restructuring or rezoning, the industrial park is the site that was picked out by Greer Investments. Then we will do a special call meeting to start the initial vote, try to get everything done by July 31.
Just
for those of you who may not know, we have approximately 8-9 acres that we bought long time ago with the city of Crossroads. It's down over near the river, on the right, close to the dump. It's not suitable for any kind of industrial development. There is a grant that we were invited to apply for by the same group that invited us to apply for the grant for the big bus that BJ was able to get. And we would hope the Planning Commission would agree with us to rezone that property to R2 so that we, the people who would apply for the grant for us, think it's suitable for the type of housing. We are looking at approximately 20 units with a communal room there. So that's what that's all about. All right. Anybody have any questions about that? So we will be here at 5:30 next Thursday. You're welcome to come and hear all that. All right, Miss Tina, you want to give us that 11th-month financial report?
I distributed the 11th-month financial report for everybody to review. Some of the revenues are still running under budget.
I noticed taxes are under. Are they not?
What? Which one?
The
which tax?
Revenue tax. Property.
Property.
When I look at that whole category.
Well, yeah. That.
What you projected.
We projected. It's, but that's based on trying to get the, which they've been coming in because they've been sent to the state, to the county. So we actually collected a lot in the last week or two, because they're actually some of the property is subject to sale in August. They're having a tax sale. As far as the expenditures for each department, all departments are still running under budget, but even though they're running under budget, we're still running under budget on revenue, so we have spent more than we've brought in. But due to that, some of that expenditure is due to the paving that we invested in, $194,000 that we spent on State Street A to do the cap, and then we have capital outlay of $38,000, and then we have the 5% match on the sidewalk grant that the majority of that is infrastructure. But as far as everybody is running under. We're still watching the library, as they're right at. I think I looked at it yesterday. We have one more water bill, one more electric bill, one more gas bill, and one more wage. And we got right at $400-something left in that account. So we're hoping that electricity is not going to push us over.
Since we didn't have any air,
though. Well, that's what I'm saying. Because I just paid the one for this month. We'll have one more. So everything else is running. Every other department's running under budget, and I am keeping up with everybody. When they come to me now, I'm saying, okay, unless you have to have it, we're not buying it till July 1st. Because a lot of the departments are getting close to being, except for the police department, they're under budget, like $29,000. But all the other departments are getting close to meeting their budget, so I'm making sure that they're not spending no more than that they need to at this time.
In your packet, you had the opportunity, any questions more about the budget? In your package, you had the opportunity to look at the police department reports. Did I have any questions about that? All right. You also had the fire department report. You have any questions about that?
Was anyone able
to attend that part of you?
Yep.
It's a very nice ceremony.
That's good.
Something to be proud of.
Mayor, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Before you move on,
I'm
sorry.
Which one are you on?
On the police department.
Police department.
I have a little subject that was brought to my attention. Do I need to bring that up during this part of the...
Well, have you brought it up to the police chief yet?
No.
Yeah, I think you need to bring it to him first.
Yeah, okay. He went on a call.
He's gone on a call. So.
Yeah.
No problem.
All right. Anybody have any questions about the library report?
The Friends of the Library meeting.
that's the third Monday of every month?
Third Monday, yeah.
And what time is that usually?
5:30.
5:30?
I didn't know if you got my email back or not.
I didn't get it till it was too late, but that's okay, I'll remember for next time. So third Monday at 5:30.
Right.
Well, do you have anything you want to say about, anything we need to do with this? This is the equipment.
The only question I have with, is...
Something you need to ask her.
What's the, how's it going to be split as far as, what's the city's portion? What I want to do is I want to set that money aside to where it cannot be spent.
What do you mean portion?
Well, what you have sent is...
This equipment you've got here, is there some cost to the city? These
Computers.
Tablets or this...
I don't know what you're talking about.
This Platform 3 that you want to buy?
Oh, that is, you know, when I bought the, when I bought that, the printer for the genealogy, okay, what that is I, every year, I've done it for 3 years, I don't know what the problem is. Usually what we do is I go for a grant for part of it. I have technology money in the county and I have technology money in the, in their money, and I usually match my grant with those two monies.
But Todd's...
So I can give you anything you need.
Yeah, Todd's saying we need to have an amount.
Well, I won't know until April.
Okay.
I've sent him plenty, a lot of texts to tell him that.
Well, I mean, I need a number between what money from your technologies budget, so we can earmark that and it will not be spent. And so in April, when it comes up, we will be able to go ahead and write a check to the vendor.
Your parts usually around $1,500.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything outrageous this year because it's going to be too bad this year when I do.
Send him an email, so he'll know.
Okay.
I have been doing that.
All right, any questions about the senior citizen?
The van's here.
The van's here, if you didn't get to ride in the van.
If you didn't get to see it, you can look at it.
Good job.
No, did I? It scares us.
We have park board report, anybody have questions about the park board report?
With the van, I just want to add in is, I think we sent a total of $342, somewhere close to around that.
Somewhere like that, a little over $300.
But because there is, it was cheaper for us to go with the sliding door instead of the bus door. But what we use that excess money for is Shrite. We've been able to buy some emergency equipment. The windows are tinted and we're also getting a carport that we can set up at the senior center. So when she's loading up, the individuals who are in the wheelchairs, they're not going to get wet while she's getting unloaded in the van. So that's orders, so probably 4 to 6 weeks is what they're advising. And the colors will be red and white.
So we tried to think of everything she possibly could, would need. And we bought it.
Nina got me a bucket of sponges.
Sponges and...
Whoa!
Did you get Jim to sign that?
Okay.
Him to sign the chairman.
Now, we've got this invoice from Shannon Dawson, do we need to do something with that?
No, I just want to let you know, that was from the cleanup we paid for. That was when we had that storm damage.
You didn't see the damage to the park. You can't imagine what that was like, those trees. All right.
Amanda, on the park board, the second page says that at this time, following events are scheduled, and it says some are pending approval by us. And it's got the party time inflatables listed as pending approval. Is that money to vote on?
No, she's,
I thought we'd already voted on that.
I know we voted on the, but she didn't ever bring an invoice in and say how much it was going to, if it cost.
Prove it till we see the cost.
Because I got the stuff, I mean, you got the stuff at the fireworks and we approved that, you have to approve that.
It says $2,100.
But she needs to bring it, we need an invoice from her.
Okay.
I think...
I don't think I've ever seen an invoice from her.
They...
Or quote.
The park board agreed to do this, but until we see an invoice, we cannot approve it.
I just wanted to put that one out there.
Yeah, because I got the guy that's doing the fireworks to give me invoices.
All right. so when we get an invoice, surely by July we'll have that.
I think I've got her number, and I'll call her and tell her to send me a quote.
All right, Planning Commission, I would say that we have not met because we've not had anything come before us.
He needs to sign it and give it back to me.
We will be meeting next week, and I think we have two rezoning requests that will come up. So one of them is asking to go from R1 to R2, isn't that right, Mr. Perkins?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and the area surrounding him is all R1, so this is the old funeral home property. So if you live in that area and you don't want it to go to R2, you need to speak up to the Planning Commission. All right. Neighborhood Nuisance Board.
I am.
Don't have anything to report here?
We have received one letter back for the house on Main Street. We're still have four outstanding. I did make contact with them before I left for the conferences. They were supposed to be coming in. I will need to touch base with them again, and I will do so hopefully at the early portion of next week.
I think they should supposed to be. They're subject to come back to court in July. I just need to make sure that Marcy has sent reminders in, because they were told by the attorney, I mean the judge, to come in July if they hadn't complied, and they would be subject to $50 for every day that they're not in compliance.
Any other questions about that? All right, we're down to the third reading of ordinance number 335, setting the annual property tax rate and to appropriations for the annual budget for the fiscal year that will begin on July 1 and end on June 30th, 2018 for the city of Whitville. And this would be the third and final reading. So do I hear a motion that we approve this?
Make a motion, we approve.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Likewise. All right. Approval of the second reading of ordinance number 336 to amend the annual budget for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2016 and ending July 30th, 2017 for the city of Whitville, Tennessee. Do I hear a motion that we approve this second reading?
Motion, we approve second reading.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
The motion's been made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Approval of resolution number 253, and this is the first reading.
It's the only
Actually,
reading.
It's the only reading because it's a resolution. I hope you've taken time to look this over. Todd, you want to say anything about this?
Yes, ma'am. Local government is going through the city managers and talking with them. This is one of the top entities that they've been using to redevelop their website. I also did talk with WinWorld. One of the things that I like about LGC is they will, at no cost to us, is they will give us a program to where I can go in, or somebody at our designation can go in and change the physical content. So if we needed to say something different, we can. Yes, ma'am. It will be 10 pages they will maintain. But this will allow us to take our existing website, take it down and redevelop it, hopefully start highlighting a lot of the tourists and a lot of the history here, see if we can't bring in more sales tax revenue. And
we don't have to take bids on this or other quotes.
This is
a professional service.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yes, ma'am. I believe because it is with the professional services, is I did get another bid. They were redoing the economic development's website, and speaking with them, it would be an additional $100 for us to have that same program. I believe they do a great job. It's just with LGC.
It's cheaper and easier.
And yes, they ma'am. Cater to
That's
government.
What it is.
They cater.
I see here it says that it comes with a 1-year on-site warranty, but after that, you can choose to enter into a hardware maintenance agreement.
That's on page 333. Do you know how much that...
The hosting and maintenance fee is $1,400 a year.
And so after the first year warranty, then we'd have to pay...
$1,400.
An additional $1,400?
Yes, ma'am. And that would be an annual for them to maintain the website. If we need them to change pages, if we need to add pages, we can do this. This is for 10 pages. Then we can have as many links to other websites, to economic development, to the library. We can have direct links that do not cost us anything additional. Also, we can put as many PDFs as that we want to, so we can put all of our ordinances. We can put our commission meetings, put the agenda online, so anybody who wants to, they can go on. And eventually, we'd like to be able to take the audio and put those on, hopefully audio and video down the road.
Okay, but is this something different? Because I know on the first page here, it has the hosting and maintenance fee, $1,400 per year, not included in the total cost. But then under the hardware section, on the third, it says after the warranty has expired, you may choose to enter into a maintenance agreement. So is that something different, or is that... Yeah, because you don't have to, but you'd still be paying, I guess. You're going to pay the maintenance fee regardless, the $1,400. So is that something different, the maintenance agreement?
I believe the hardware maintenance is still part of the same.
Page 33. Where it says after the 1 year warranty has expired, you may choose to enter into the maintenance agreement.
Ain't that what I just said?
So is that, well, that's what I'm asking. Are those two different things, or that's different from the hosting and maintenance fee, right?
I believe the hardware maintenance fee is part of that maintenance fee.
I think it is. I think it is.
Okay, the same thing.
We can clarify.
That's how I read it.
I will double check, and if it is different, then I will immediately let y'all know.
Yeah, you can ask next week.
But we're also having to change our domain name.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get that other one open. That's why we put the 1956 in.
Behind.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because that's when we...
We're incorporated. I'll try to figure out something so I can remember.
I thought that was good.
All right. Have any other questions asked about this? Let's see. We've not approved this yet, have we? Do I hear a motion that we approve this... resolution.
Make a motion to approve the resolution.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
A second.
I have a second. Motion and a second. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, likewise. All right. Got any announcements you want to make?
I know about this. We're supposed to be planning this.
That's
the unit.
That's something he can do without our saying a word.
It is an emergency.
It's an emergency, and it is a...
Just getting us to look at it.
That's just...
He's just the FYI.
That's just...
That's
for your information.
4, 5, and 6. The first three were, unfortunately, fell through, so last week they had 3 more come in.
I did have a question. On the email, I mean, is that like effective immediately, or...
Yes, ma'am, they are.
You go to actually
Gmail.
Get on that.
Just go to Gmail and enter in your username, and then everybody has the same password, and it'll ask you to create a new password.
Okay.
I've already had an opportunity to send out a mass email, and it was so much easier because it's just one, and I can go through and I can click everything. And then Tina and myself have administrators, so it's extremely easy for us to make new email addresses, deactivate, suspend somebody's email, and it's wonderful.
We need that ability because when they leave and they have the access to the email address, you don't get the password, so you're stuck. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah. All right. Do I hear a motion that we adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All over the place. All in favor, let me know by saying aye.
Aye.